Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis, Mailbox 3030, and I'll be giving you the health report for today. Today is September 4th. A couple of short articles here. It says, more reasons to cut sugar. Adults who got 10% or more of their daily calories from sugary drink like soda had a 44% higher risk of heart-related death and a 14% higher risk of death from any cause over 6 years than those who got less than 5% of their calories from such drinks. That's according to a study of 13,000 people. It didn't prove that sugary drinks cause the death, but researchers say that high consumption can hike the risk of diabetes, inflammation, and high blood pressure. The American Heart Association recommends that women get no more than 25 grams, which is 6 teaspoons of sugar a day, and men 36 grams, which is 9 teaspoons. A 12-ounce can of sugar-sweetened cola has about 39 grams of that. So you'd get your entire intake of sugar from that with one Coke. It's a story about the groceries and the cleanliness in groceries. In a survey of 75,000 participants, the 6 grocers at the top of the chart for overall satisfaction also got high marks for cleanliness. Cleanliness has a large impact on your overall opinion of your grocery store, our results show, says Jane Manweller, a Consumer Reports survey research associate. Excuse me. Of 96 grocers rated, those with the highest with top ratings for overall satisfaction and cleanliness are Central Market, based in Texas, Wegmans in the East, Heinen's in Ohio and the Chicago area, Gelson's Markets in Southern California, and Trader Joe's, our highest-rated national chain. An additional 17 markets received top marks for cleanliness, but were not at the top of the chart overall. New Seasons Market, Publix, Military Commissary, The Fresh Market, Festival Foods in Wisconsin, Deerberg's, Lunds and Byerly's, Fresh Time, Farmer's Market, Natural Grocers, Reese's, Rally's, Lowe's Foods, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Hy-Vee, Hagen, Northwest Fresh, Lidl, Roach Brothers, and Brookshire's. Some stores didn't fare as well. Walmart Supercenter, Eastern Retailers Tops, and Key Foods and Mark's in Ohio received orange chevrons. That's the second lowest rating for cleanliness. In addition to choosing a store that appears clean, I think the key issues are how the store is handling the perishable food and cooked food, if it's offered, and keeping it at the proper temperatures and properly packaged, without signs of leakage, especially in the meat section, says James Rogers, a Ph.D., Director of Food Safety and Research at Consumer Reports. It's interesting, Kroger's was not mentioned anywhere in that, so I don't know whether that's good or bad. So we'll talk a little bit about proteins here, the healthy way to get more protein. Up your intake of plant sources, and here's how. Only 5% of Americans call themselves vegetarians, but more and more people are realizing the health and environmental benefits of replacing some of the meat in their diet with plant sources of protein. According to a recent report by Mintel, a market research agency, 32% of those 55 and older are trying to eat more plant-based foods. Even among those who call themselves carnivores, 25% aim to increase their intake. Numerous studies have linked diets that swap meat, especially red meat, for plant proteins such as beans and nuts, with better heart health and an overall lower risk of dying early. A 2019 report in The Lancet found that if plant-based diets became the norm, it could prevent up to 11.6 million deaths per year globally, and the report stressed help preserve water, soil, and energy resources. Ready to start eating more plant-based foods but still have questions about how to do it right? Well, here are some answers to help you eat well. Do I have to stop eating meat? Replacing even just a few meaty meals with meatless ones can lead to improvements in your health, such as lower cholesterol and blood pressure levels and less fat around your middle. Larger waistlines are associated with a higher risk of diabetes and heart disease. A 2016 study of 131,342 people found that trading just 3% of calories from red meat for an equivalent amount of plant protein resulted in a 12% lower risk of dying from any cause. If plant protein replaced processed red meat, such as deli meat or hot dogs, it equated to a 34% lower risk of death. A recent review published in the journal Circulation analyzed 36 studies comparing diets high in red meat with diets high in other types of animal and plant protein. The researchers found that eating plant protein in place of red meat resulted in a 10.20 milligrams per deciliter decrease in total cholesterol and a 7.65 milligrams per deciliter decrease in LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. But even swapping a single serving of red meat with an equivalent amount of nuts or soybeans resulted in improved cholesterol levels. In a 2018 study that compared a low-calorie vegetarian diet with a low-calorie Mediterranean diet, which included moderate amounts of meat, poultry, and fish, found that the two were equally effective at promoting weight loss. Can I get enough protein? Yes. Although meat is very high in protein, a 3-ounce steak packs about 26 grams, it's not the only way to meet your protein goals. Almost all plant foods have some protein, even fruits and vegetables, says Dana Huns, Ph.D. at UCLA Med Center in L.A. But foods like beans, nuts, and soy are the most concentrated sources. Protein is essential for keeping your muscles strong, something that becomes even more important as you get older because we do tend to lose some muscle mass as we age. And a 2019 study found that protein, especially from plants, helps control the low-level inflammation that increases with age and contributes to disease. Older people should aim for at least 0.6 grams of protein per day of body weight, about 90 grams for someone who weighs 150 pounds, but exercise is also the key for maintaining muscle. Why are plant proteins good? A diet rich in plant-based foods helps provide a number of important nutrients that are lacking in a typical American diet. Fiber, a nutrient many people fall short in, is one of them. Fiber does more than just keep you regular. It can help lower cholesterol, regulate blood sugar, lower your risk of colorectal cancer, and prevent weight gain. Men older than 50 should have at least 30 grams of fiber per day. Women, at least 21 grams. A 2014 study found that the average vegan diet, which includes no animal products, provides about 41 grams of fiber per day, and even a semi-vegetarian diet, defined as eating meat or fish no more than once a week, supplies about 34 grams. To give you an idea, one cup of cooked chickpeas has 13 grams of fiber, a half cup of almonds has 9 grams, and one cup of cooked quinoa has 5 grams. Plant-based diets are also rich in potassium and antioxidants, such as vitamin C and carotenoids. Potassium helps to regulate blood pressure, something that becomes increasingly important with age. More than 60% of people 60 and older have high blood pressure, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. Antioxidants help prevent the buildup of oxidized compounds in the body, which may be the precursors to chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. They may also help your skin protect itself from sun damage and premature signs of aging. Are all plant-based diets equally healthy? It's as easy to load up on junk food and empty calories on a plant-based diet as it is on a meatier one. Unhealthy plant-based diets are as bad, if not worse, than the typical American diet. Replacing meat with nutrient-poor foods like French fries and sugar-coated beverages is not beneficial. In some studies that compared high-quality plant-based diets, which are rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grain nuts and legumes, with low-quality ones, which included fruit juice, refined grains, potatoes, and sweets, only the high-quality diets decreased the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. And although much of the current research has focused on the importance of replacing red meat with plant protein, a small study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition compared both plant protein and white meat, such as poultry, with red meat. The researchers found that only the plant-based diet resulted in lower LDL cholesterol levels. Choosing white meat over red meat had no positive impact on LDL cholesterol. So how can I get started? Strategy for eating less meat should start by ridding your diet of processed meat and limiting red meat. Processed meat can be high in sodium and saturated fat, which can harm your heart. And research shows that eating just 1.8 ounces a day increases colon cancer by more than 15%. When it comes to making protein-rich, meat-free meals, Hun suggested beginning by adding plant protein to dishes you've already familiar with. That could mean using less ground beef and more beans and chili, replacing half the meat in your bolognese with tofu crumbles, or blending ground lentils or nuts into a burger patty. Or try the 9 plant-based ideas, which I'll list here in a minute. Try to go meatless 1 or 2 days a week, or aim for 1 or 2 meatless meals a day. The key is to experiment until you find the healthy diet-based foods you love. Then it won't feel like a sacrifice to skip the meat. Hang on a second here. So here it lists 10 high-protein plant foods. Here's one I've not heard of before. Tempeh, T-E-M-P-E-H. It has 34 grams per cup. Tofu has 21 grams per cup. Edamame, 19 grams per cup. Lentils, 18. Almonds, 15. Chickpeas, 15. Quinoa, 8. Peanut butter, 7. Wild rice, 7. And oatmeal, 6. They list some recipes here, which I won't go into for this. So we'll move on to the next thing. It says, how to have a safe massage and manicure, pedicure, facial, and more. What to look for and what to skip. Thinking of heading to a spa, be cautious. The massage you enjoyed in your 30s can do damage in your 80s, and risking the infection of a pedicure may no longer seem worth it, but that doesn't mean pampering is off limits. Here's the lowdown on popular spa offerings that you can keep indulging in self-care safely. If you're unsure about any treatment, consult your doctor first. Facials. Never had a facial? Now may be the perfect time to try one. An aesthetician will clean, massage, and apply lotions to your face and neck. Older adults tend to have drier skin, and a facial can help moisturize it, says Patricia Ferris, an associate professor at Tulane. While facials are self or most, skip them if you have overly dry, cracked skin or your face on your face or neck, because some products may be irritating. And head to a dermatologist instead of a spa if you're considering treatments such as a chemical peel, which can cause an infection or scarring if not done properly. Saunas and hot tubs. Heat may be problematic. High temperatures may raise the body temperature and pulse, redirecting blood from the vital organs to the skin for cooling. This can also lead to low blood pressure and even cause fainting. Skip hot tubs and saunas if you have poorly controlled high blood pressure or low blood pressure, angina, or heart disease. Healthy older adults, however, may actually benefit from them. Some research has shown that regularly spending time in a sauna, for example, is associated with lower blood pressure and reduced risk of heart disease and sudden cardiac death. But if you choose to soak or sweat, be cautious. Don't drink alcohol or take medications that make you drowsy beforehand, and never go in alone. Also, make sure to stay hydrated. Limit your time to 15 minutes and be careful getting in and out of the hot tub. A 2009 study found that slips and falls and overexposure to high temps were the top causes of hot tub injuries for people age 60 and older. And to reduce the risk of infection, make sure the tub is clean and chlorinated. Manicures, pedis. Manicures are generally safe at any age as long as the salon is clean and uses sterilized instruments and disinfected foot baths. Technicians who use tools that aren't sterilized can cause fungal and bacterial infections and even spread diseases like hepatitis C. Pedicures may be a problem for some older adults. If you have decreased sensation in your feet, whether from diabetes or another condition, you might not be able to feel whether the water is too hot or whether you're getting nicked. Poor circulation or any condition that affects your immune system can also make spa pedicures dangerous, because both increase the time it takes for an infection to heal. Those adults may want to consider using a podiatrist for nail care. And finally, a massage. A massage can reduce stress, heart rate, and blood pressure, increase circulation, and help ease aches. It's even recommended as a complementary therapy in the treatment of certain diseases. But that doesn't mean all types are safe for everyone. For example, if you're taking an anticoagulant, you shouldn't get a deep tissue massage, and you should never be massaged near a surgical or recent injection site. People with osteoporosis may need to be cautious. Ask your doctor whether a massage is safe for you, and always check a therapist's certification. You can use the Find a Therapist link at the American Massage Therapy Association website, which is amtamassage.org, to find one. So be kind to your kidneys. Prevent common age-related issues and know the right way to handle them if they do crop up. Over time, these two bean-shaped organs become less able to perform their job, filtering waste and excess water from the body. The result is chronic kidney disease, or CKD, which affects more than half of those over age 75. A lot of people become quite alarmed when they're told they have CKD, but it's quite common in older adults, and it's just another natural part of aging. In some advanced CKD, however, fluid and waste build up in the body to dangerous levels, becoming life-threatening. So here's how to protect yourself. The first, take four preventive steps. Number one, watch your meds. Over-the-counter, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen or naproxen can raise your CKD list. And research published this year in Scientific Reports found that people who regularly used proton pump inhibitors such as esomeprazole, which is Nexium, or Prevacid, or Prilosec, for frequent heartburn, are more than 28 times as likely to have CKD as those who use histamine-based, which is Pepcid or Zantac. Sip Smart. High consumption of sugary drinks is listed to a higher risk of CKD, according to 2019 research in the Clinical Journal of American Society for Nephrology. Alcohol can also harm your kidneys, so the National Kidney Foundation recommends no more than one drink a day for women and two for men. The next is limit red meat. Research suggests that people who eat about 1.7 ounces a day have a higher risk of severe kidney disease than those who eat less than half an ounce. Plant sources of protein like soy or beans may help reduce your risk. And finally, don't smoke. It slows blood flow to your kidneys, which can damage them. It says, see if you need screening. Doctors screen for kidney disease by measuring blood levels of a waste product called creatinine and combining that with factors such as age, race, and gender. These make up your glomerular filtration rate. The lower it is, the more likely it is that you have CKD. To diagnose CKD, your doctor may also want to check your urine for protein. Levels may be high in CKD. If you're in good health and have no CKD symptoms, such as feet and ankle swelling, frequent nausea, vomiting, appetite loss, and shortness of breath, there's no reason to be screened, says the doctor. You need to be screened if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, the two most common causes of CKD. Get screened annually if you have diabetes. If you have high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about a screening schedule. And finally, it says, know how to live well. Diagnosed with CKD, the most important steps are controlling your blood sugar, blood pressure, and diabetes if you have it. Keep daily dietary sodium to no more than 2,300 milligrams and cut back on protein. Your kidneys have to work hard to process it. Some people with CKD also develop high blood potassium and phosphate levels. They need a low potassium diet and may take medicine to curb the absorption of phosphate from food. People who need medication for high blood pressure or diabetes should talk with their doctor about what's most appropriate for them. Certain types of blood pressure drugs, for instance, can lower both blood pressure and urine levels. For pain, stick with Tylenol or its generics. And exercise regularly. People with CKD who did aerobic or strength training 3 times a week for 12 weeks reported improvements in symptoms in a 2019 study in the Clinical Kidney Journal. If you follow the steps above and have your kidney specialist check your kidney function at regular levels, you may very well be able to stay healthy and prevent CKD from progressing. Patients can remain stable for decades, and most will never need dialysis. So there you go. That's our abbreviated report for today. If there's always, if there's any subject you'd like me to research or follow up on, I'm happy to do it. My mailbox is 3030. As always, I appreciate your listening. I hope you have a great day and a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care.